Right now it's our turn, darn it.
And this is a song about a fiddle that was made into a tree that was made into a fiddle. When I was alive, the birds would nestle in my bough. And all through the winter night, the storms around me howled, and when the day would come, I'd raise my branches to the sun. I was a child of earth and wind, and birds no longer sing from me. No more I feel the warm red earth as when I was a tree, but bound so tight in wire strings, I have no room to grow. And I am but the slave who sings when master draws the bow. But sometimes in my memory I can sing the birds in flight, and I can sing the warm red earth, and then starry night. But oh, my favorite song of all, I truly do believe, is when the sunlight sang to me while dancing on my leaves.
That's Joan Leonard Wernick live and in person right here at the Cabin Stage at Merlefest.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank
I like
you very
that
much.
Too. And folks, 20 years since she quit smoking. Ain't that nice? That
yes.
does have something to do with what you just heard, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Considering she's 112 years old. No. No. Just kidding, of course.
I thought you were going to say 112 pounds. I thought.
No. And also, for those of you who can't see us but can hear us either by radio or just the loudspeaker system here, it's really incredible. Brad Pitt just walked in with his new girlfriend, and they're all signing autographs. And wait, here comes Jennifer Aniston. And is that Clark Gable and Jimmy Stewart?
No.
Wow. They're all shaking hands and reliving their great moments on the silver screen. So if you're not here, you're just missing out. But anyway, Clark, you wanted to hear The Highest Place?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
That's one of his favorite songs.
Honey, he's been dead for a while. Let's pretend that we know that.
No, that's just a myth. He was just trying to get some privacy, so he passed the word that he was dead. And call all the gossip columns and say, I'm dead. This is an example of the spontaneous humor that's a little part of every Pete and Joan show and makes us so very popular, at least among people who like us. Or as Bluegrass Unlimited would say in their record reviews, this is good for people who like this kind of stuff.
Stop, you want me to sing now? Hello?
No, I'm going to start with banjo, and that's easy to laugh
all right.
over. Okay, this is a tune that I made up back in the middle 70s when we were just on the verge of moving to Colorado, and we were out there, went way up high in the mountains, and had a wonderful experience just digging the beauty and actually looking at a cloud as it actually evaporated right before our eyes, which I didn't know you could do that. if you were a cloud. But anyway, this is a song about that day. It's called The Highest Place.
Let's send it out to Charlie Apple over there. He just
turned
22.
All right, there's Charlie. Mighty fine. The Highest Place. Here we go. Might be a little sharp there, honey.
Can you talk some more?
Well, sure. I can always talk some more. Some usually they ask me not to, but when you have to tune. Getting in tune reminds me of the T-shirt that I saw the Chris Thiele's dad wearing one time. Chris Thiele's dad is Scott Thiele, a great bass player and a wonderful fellow. So wonderful that I was kind of taken aback when I read his T-shirt one day. Now, he is a piano tuner. That was what he was doing for a living at the time I got to know them. And he was wearing a T-shirt that said, "Tune it or die." And when a nice person wears a T-shirt like that, you say, "Geez, you're pretty serious about that tuning thing, aren't you?" And that's the kind of dad it's helpful to have when you're trying to be a mandolin player. And Chris has done a good job to date, and I'm sure he will continue.
Let's send this out to Scott and Kathy Thiele.
Yeah.